You know, what's the, one nice thing about an expanding economy is you see a lot of deals. We've seen a lot of big mergers and acquisitions, multi-billion dollar deals that have been flowing through on the New York Stock Exchange. For every one of those are about 10 or 15 much smaller deals, and they're moving too. And a fair number are being looked at by Ryan Binkley, who's president and CEO of Generational Equity, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
So it's like the urge to merge is on out there?
That is true. That is true. We have a lot of interest right now. Last year was a great year in M&A. Last 2 years have been fantastic. And 2018 is really looking good as well.
So is it roll-ups? Is companies buying similar companies and consequently getting larger that you're seeing?
Absolutely. There's always a demand for growth, whether you're in private equity or a strategic buyer. And so as they look at the available capital they have, ways to grow organically or through acquisition, quicker, better, many times. And so acquisition is always a great option.
And the other thing is we're beginning to see an IPO market, initial public offering market, come back. But, boy, it hadn't been there for a long time. And it seemed like everybody's exit strategy was always, oh, I'm going to ring the bell on the New York Stock Exchange. Now it's, I'm going to sell it to somebody else.
Why have all the regulation if you don't need it, maybe? And I agree. I think there's been just a great market in private equity, or people looking, a lot more information out there for sellers today, and it's been a great seller's market for the last several years. So.
Is there foreign money? Do you see any foreign money coming in?
Of course there is. And so we do see a lot of more strategic deals even, and larger, you know, we service clients really $1 million to $200 million is kind of our niche range, and some of the larger deals, 15 above, will obviously get more international attraction.
So what kind of companies? What do they do?
Wow. So we do everything. So we've sold, in the last 12, 13 years, we've helped sell over 700 businesses. So we're generalists by nature, so we sell almost any kind of business, service-related business, engineering firms, oil and gas-related, you name it, mom and pop that have grown big, and bigger companies that have, you know, want to go larger,
right,
and
right,
have a strategic partner. Almost anything we've helped sell. So,
you know, your name actually makes me think of one criteria for selling too. Is there are generational businesses. You know, the patriarch starts out this great big business.
Right.
We've seen it, the automobile business. And then the second generation comes along,
right,
and they'll run it. But you get to the third generation, and you have so many kids that they don't have any interest in that, or there's not enough to keep everybody busy, and you end up selling the family business.
Well, that happens many, many times. And so that's really kind of the passion behind our company, is to help people realize the generational value and wealth that's in every business. Many times, not just through passing it on, but also just passing on the wealth and everything that can come with a strategic sale. So there's a lot of legacy that happens in the sale of a business that doesn't just go for passing on the assets from one generation to another, but also passing on the wealth that can come from it.
Well, I would guess also that, I mean, using that as an example, maybe other members of the family would want to buy it, but, you know, what's a fair price?
It's tough. Yeah. Selling to a family member is never hardly ever your best option financially.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As you have many other strategic buyers out there who are willing to pay a premium for the business, it really becomes now a financial decision, and the family makes together oftentimes. And so it becomes a business family decision.
But can you be the disinterested third party that puts a value on something like that?
Well, what we do is we help business owners understand the value of the business. Most business owners have a lot of their net worth tied up in their company, which ends up being a, you know, 50 to 70% of their net worth tied up in a small, closely held, unmarketable stock. So,
and some of you probably can't even borrow very much on, because nobody knows the value.
Exactly. And so you're trying to think, okay, how much am I worth today? How do I really plan my retirement? And so we help them, first of all, understand the value of their company. What is it really today in today's marketplace? And it's so important for every business owner to know really what their business is worth today, even if they don't want to sell, because that could change with every market cycle.
You got it, and market cycles. I was going to say your business has got to be really cyclical.
Well, it can be. Our business, though, however, is pretty consistent in the fact that people come to us in good times and bad times. And we say this often.
Yeah, but you got more buyers in the good times, don't
that's
you?
That's true, but with the same amount of sellers, because sellers come for one reason in a good time, that's so they can get the optimal price. Many times they come in a tough time because they have to sell. And so we have a steady influx of sellers. So what we try and get them to do, our main message to business owners throughout the nation, is to understand market timing, because that can influence the ultimate prize for your business more than anything.
So is this a good? This is a good time.
It's fantastic.
I mean, low interest rates and a lot of money floating around out there.
Absolutely, and we really believe that with the new tax reform that's come, it's going to even create a much greater capital markets out there available for businesses to reinvest in companies today with the lower corporate tax rate that's out there. And so we're really
just freeing up money overall.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So do you look at the oil and gas business at all? Do you venture that?
Well, so we have a lot of service-related businesses in the oil and gas, and so that's been very depressed for the last several years. We're seeing an uptick a little bit here recently, but we've done a lot of business in Canada, a lot of businesses throughout the oil and gas market, mainly in service-related companies.
And you do. I notice you have offices all over the country, but this is... I mean, from what everybody tells me, for right now, Texas is like the hottest state, and at least for right this second, North Texas is the hottest area in Texas.
It's fantastic. We do have a small office in Irvine. We have a lot of people.
Irvine, California.
Yes, sir. And we had a lot of people move from California up to our Dallas office. We have a lot of growth here. That's a great place to live. And what's happened is a lot of businesses want to come here, like State Farm up here in Richardson, different companies, Toyota, others wanting to come here because of the healthy business climate there is, great tax climate, and it helps their employees have a great, you know, opportunity to live. And
so how do you, I may be too involved in a question. I'm just wondering how you sell. I mean, you know, if Emmy Halliday would put a sign out in front of a house,
right,
and everybody knew that house is
right
for sale, you can't do that to a business.
No, you cannot.
It'll disrupt their business.
Absolutely.
Somebody says, oh, my God, there's something must be wrong. I'm not going to do business with these guys.
Absolutely. Well, the less people that know a business is for sale, many times the better.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is create a private, confidential market for each and every business that we represent. So in doing that, that's what we do. We have got a list of, you know, 30, 40,000 now proprietary buyers, as well as we come up with a buyer list with our clients of who we think are going to be some strategic targets in addition to the private equity groups that are out there.
So you go out and recruit them.
Well, we go out there and we create the list, and then we personally talk to all the different buying groups out there. We show confidential profiles. Then we get non-disclosure agreements. So obviously it's confidential. We qualify the buyers. And our goal is to create what's called a multi-buyer opportunity. We kind of have a saying in our industry that many times one buyer is no buyer. So it's so much better for our clients to have two and three, four buyers come to them at the right time. That way we can get offer one, offer two, offer three. And many times the best offer is not the highest price. Culture matters, strategic play matters, future matters, what's going on with the business, are they taking part ownership in the new company to be formed, and there's a lot of other reasons other than the price.
I can tell you earn your money. That's a fascinating business. Ryan Binkley is the president and CEO of Generational Equity, based in North Dallas and operating all around the country. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. I hope that for all of us, I hope the economy stays good for a while and your business is booming.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.